the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-Ali al-Azim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-Tayyibin al-Tahirin. La siyama baqiyatillahi fil aradin ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif wa ja'alana min a'wani wa hasa'l inshaAllah. We've been talking in the last sessions about different types of friendship. The first one was about being in pair as two spouses, but then we started about friendship. We talked about being Khalil as intimate friend, and we talked about Allah also choosing Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam as his friend. Now we want to move on to another notion which is used in the Quran to refer to friendship, and that is to be like brothers. Brothers can be biological brothers who are born from the same parents, or maybe they share just one parent, like they have the same mother or the same father, but anyway there is a blood relation between them. But in many cases in Arabic, brother is used to refer to a person who has some resemblance with you, who is similar to you in some aspects. In Majma' al-Bahrain, which is a very good dictionary to use when you want to understand the words of the Quran and Hadith, says that, referring to this verse of Quran that inshallah we will talk about it, إِنَّ الْمُبَذَّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means by brothers those who are alike, those who are similar. يُرِيدُ الْمُشَاكَلَ means these are like Satan, because they use things out of measure and in an inordinate way, so excessively. They are wasting resources, they use it too much, or they use it in a place which is not appropriate. So Allah condemns them, but the term which Allah uses is ikhwanu shayatin, brothers of Satan's. And this is not biological brothers, because these are human beings and Satan's are jinns, but this is relation of similarity. And then he says, لَأَنَّ الْإِخْوَ إِذَا or أُخُوَّ إِذَا كَانَتْ فِي غَيْرِ الْوِلَادَةِ كَانَتِ الْمُشَاكَلَةِ وَالْإِجْتِمَاعَ فِي الْفِيلِ. Brotherhood, when is not in birth, they are not biologically by birth brothers, so it is in the sense of similarity and having the same action. الْإِجْتِمَاعَ فِي الْفِيلِ, when two people do the same thing, they can be talked about as brothers. Even sometimes it can be used for some objects. For example, two pieces of dress which are the same, sometimes they say this is brother of the other one. هذا ثوب أخو هذا ثوب. This dress is brother of the other dress.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers. Open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
In Lisan al-Arab, which is a very reliable source for understanding the roots of the Arabic terms, he says, Al-akh min al-nasab ma'rufun, brother, which is used in the sense of kinship, is well known. We don't need to define it. Biological brothers. But sometimes it is used in other senses. وَقَدْ يَكُونُ الصَّدِيقُ وَالصَّاحِبُ. But sometimes brother means sadiq, means friend or sahib. And inshallah we will talk about sadiq and sahib, because these two also are used in the Quran. And I will explain the meaning of sadiq and the meaning of sahib. So this is what Ibn Manzur says in Lisan al-Arab. And also Raghib Isfahani in his very well-known book, Al-Mufradat fi Gharaib al-Quran, fi Gharib al-Quran, he says, brother, huwa al-musharik akhar fil wilada min al-tarafayn aw min ahadihima min al-ridha'. He says the main meaning of brother is to share with someone your parents, either from both sides, mother and father, or just from one side. But then he says it is used in the sense of people who are similar or alike. So, having this in mind, now let us go back to the Quran and read some of the verses in which Allah uses the term brother for people who are like friends, people who share some action or some causes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Grasp or hold on to the divine rope altogether. This is something that all of you have to benefit from. All of you have to try to do it. It's not something that if some believers do, then the rest of the believers don't need to do. It's not wajib kifayah. وَاَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. All of you have to grasp to that divine rope, which according to some hadith narrated by both Sunni and Shia is the Quran. And according to some hadith of Ahlul Bayt is Ahlul Bayt, which there is no contradiction because Quran and Ahlul Bayt are together. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Do not be divided. Do not be disunited. You must get united around this common ground, which is Quran. And don't let anything to keep you separate from each other. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. To appreciate better the gift of brotherhood, remember the blessing of Allah that when you were enemies, brought your hearts together and made you brothers. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً. Remember the blessing of Allah when you were enemies, killing each other. You know, the people of Medina used to kill each other. Aus and Khazraj used to kill each other. People of Mecca and people of other tribes had rivalry, fighting with each other. Pagans and the people of the book had again rivalries. Lots of different types of enmities were there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought this unity to you. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. To get rid of enmity, we need to fix hearts. You cannot bring unity just by putting few people together in one room, under one roof. The hearts must come together. Of course, it is good to start with coming to one place, shaking hands with each other, meeting face to face is very good a step towards unity. But at the end, the unity can be established when the hearts are closer to each other, not just the bodies. أَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. He reconciled between your hearts. He brought your hearts closer to each other. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. Allah normally doesn't stress that much on His bounties and favors, but here twice He says that this is His ni'mah. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. So this is such a great gift from Allah that He mentions twice in the same verse, that because of Allah's blessing, Allah's favor, you have become brothers. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. So from this we can understand brothers are those whose hearts are close to each other. Brothers are those who don't have any enmity or hatred in their hearts for each other. They love each other.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe as hard, and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be friends with the pious and righteous people in this world and the hereafter. May Allah let us be always on the right path with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May Allah enable us and our children generation by generation to be always at the service of Imam Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. And may Allah make us able to understand what our Imam expects from us to do in this time and in this age. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
فرشي التراب يضمني وهو غطائي حولي الرمال تلفني بل من ورائي واللحد يحكي ظلمة فيها ابتلائي والنور خط كتابه أنسي
بين الثنايا.